Critics are giving mixed reviews to this year's movies. On the one hand, Hollywood produced some real duds. Despite that, several small films seem to catch on with audiences. Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
How bad was the year 2000?
Well, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It was just a year where the films that Hollywood usually is good at, they just weren't turning out this year. The films the studios count on to sweep Oscars, there just weren't as many of them this year as there have been in the past.
So what will not be at the Oscars?
Well, there's a big list. When I started to think about it, the list is quite long. At the top of the films that will not be there is Battlefield Earth, the John Travolta starring film where he plays a very tall alien. Just one of the really, really, really worst films. It's just boggling how bad it is.
As long as you were providing me with useful information, I wouldn't file the report. But now that I'm leaving this pitiful excuse for a planet, you will no longer be providing me with useful information, will you?
I'm begging you. My son just got accepted into the Academy. First one ever in my family. You know how much it costs. Please. As a friend, couldn't you forget to file the report?
Well, as a friend, I could forget to file the report. But unfortunately, I'm not your friend!
The next best thing, Madonna married to a gay Rupert Everett. Very confused film that didn't go anywhere.
How could that miss?
And then there are also these films that were so bad that nobody even, people forgotten they've been there. There was I Dream of Africa. Kim Basinger kind of was like Laura Ashley on safari. You know, it was just a very misguided film about people in Africa. I don't know. There were a lot of films that are going to be conspicuous by their absence.
Well, what happened? Sounds like a lot of people out there lost a lot of money.
Well, they did. You know, the film business is really run these days by two forces. It's run by the need to please the teenage audience, especially the male audience, which is their most consistent, most reliable source of income, and by the need to please the overseas audience, which really likes action films. So what most people want to see, not I mean just most critics, just most Americans, is really not on the studio's mind so much.
There was some criticism that Hollywood did not do enough to promote the movies that critics did like. Is that so?
That is really true. And there's one really good example where actually Hollywood tried to make amends. There's a film that came out earlier this year called Wonder Boy, starring Michael Douglas from the Michael Chabon novel, and it got wonderful reviews. And the studio just couldn't figure out how to promote it. It had a really strange poster. No one could figure out what the film was about.
You're not like my other teachers, Professor Tripp.
You're not like my other students, James.
I love you, Grady.
That is a big trunk. It holds a tuba, suitcase, a dead dog, and a garment bag almost perfectly.
Yeah, that's just what they used to say in the ads.
One of our students is missing, and his parents found a dead dog in his bed.
But because Michael Douglas is a powerful figure, and because Scott Rudin, the producer, is a powerful figure, the studio did something close to unprecedented. It agreed to bring it out again. It re-released it like it was a new film just about a month ago, and it had good award results. It got some Golden Globe nominations, it won Critics Awards, and now it's in a good position, you know, to possibly get some Oscar nominations. So the studios try and make amends when they can.
Well, why is that hard? If they had good reviews, they could always do, you know, those little blurbs that they do in the ads.
Well, they do blurbs for everything, you know, and it just becomes people kind of tune out on films. And to get it to the public's attention, it just gets harder and harder. And also, we're in an opening weekend type culture where if the film doesn't open enormously, it tends to disappear.
Mm. It has no time to develop.
Exactly. There's no time to develop, and that's what Wonder Boys needed was time to develop. And because, as I said, powerful people were involved in it, now it's gotten some time to develop.
Is there any good news there?
There is some good news. There were a lot of smaller films that really caught on, not with critics, but with the public as well. There was a little British film that even in Britain everyone had written off, could not find a distributor in this country, called Croupier, finally managed to open, and it became really a word-of-mouth art house success. For a period of a month or so, everyone was talking about this. The grosses kept going up. Really remarkable. There's a small American film that was at Sundance called You Can Count on Me. No big stars. Laura Linney is the biggest star in the film. Matthew Broderick has a cameo. Again, it came out, and critics embraced it. Critics said this is one of the two or three best American films of the year from anywhere, and audiences responded. And, you know, obviously the big success so far in that area is Crouching Tiger, which is a Chinese-language film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, not the kind of film that people, you know, people are not usually rushing out to the latest Chinese-language film. But this is doing remarkably well. There's a lot of heat around this film, and this film may get major Oscar nominations.
Almost Famous was my favorite. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, yes. No, I love that film. That's another film that didn't catch on. And that's a film where the studio tried very hard and just people just didn't believe that they would like it.
All right. What's it look like for 2001?
Well, the great thing about the movie business is that everything always looks good in the future. You say, well, that one's going to be really good. You know, until they get here, they all look good. We have a Hannibal, the sequel to Silence of the Lambs. We have one of the most expensive films ever made, Pearl Harbor, the newest film from Jerry Bruckheimer, Artificial Intelligence, a Steven Spielberg film based on work that Stanley Kubrick did. The first part of The Lord of the Rings is coming out. The Harry Potter movie is coming out. You know, from this point of view, it sounds like Christmas all year long.
Maybe they can redeem themselves.
Well, you know, we live in hope, Bob.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Kenneth Duran is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.